peace set in and pathfinding, pioneering, peace set in and pathfinding. And there's another word I want you to understand when we start praying this morning. You got it? Pioneering, pace setting, pathfinding. Another word I want you to be aware of so you can be alert as the Spirit reveals things to us. We're not dealing with patterns. Patterns, like a pattern, something you can go by normally. Because apostolically and prophetically, what the Lord is doing in the body of Christ in these crises that we're dealing with, that are coming from everywhere, is putting her in her proper position to be able to zoom in on whatever he's doing at any given time in the realm of the spirit or in the realm of the supernatural, which has to be functioned in by faith. You're not going to be able to put your hand on everything and really understand everything per se in the natural. So there's an element of trust has to be there. It's a zone where he leads and we follow. So organizational structures that have been set has somewhat been a hindrance to God revealing us to things he wants us to know. We are so structured, he can't pull us out. And at this time, he's going to have to pull us out. We're going to have to be available to the zone of not by might, know by power, but by my spirit. Now turn your Bible to Revelation 1, because we're going to start praying. I need some of you girls, my intercessors, to come up here, because we've got to get this area straight for people to be able to receive, not only you who are here with us this morning, but around the world. The body of Christ is in a crisis that have been set up not fully operating in their full credentials as Christian. Did you understand that statement? Yeah, there's a credential that we have that take us in areas that we can't be stopped. It's so powerful. But you're going to have to be Revelation 1, 10 through 12. I want you to look at that. Praying in the Spirit is a two-way street. When you're praying in the Spirit, you're speaking to God, but God is speaking in that language to you. So you got to not only just pray and just rattle off in tongue, you got to hear him, because he's going to say some things to you to give you guidance, and he'll set up the atmosphere. There's the atmosphere, Revelation 1, 10 through 12. I want you to look at it while I'm talking. There's an atmosphere has to be set in the Spirit to go into apostolic government and prophetic decrees and declaration. And that's the way I'm preaching now. I'll be ministering that this morning. It will not be teaching it to be prophetic. It's zones or doors or gates that we have to go through now that are rightfully ours, and Satan can't go in them. All right? Now, pattern and organization and organized thing, Satan can read that, but he can't read when you're moving in the Holy Ghost. Satan don't have the Holy Ghost, you know. And so that's what the kind of kotatalebosaya. That's the kind of atmosphere has to be set for this type of transformation that the Lord is bringing us now. It so happened he chose this ministry with all my infirmities and weaknesses, inadequacies, to speak this not only to Word of Life, but we'll have thousands of people online this morning, all over the world, different countries, listening. And so we have to make ourselves available to let the Holy Spirit have free course. The Bible said the gifts of the Spirit are given for us to profit withal. Okay? And so what we need is yielding to God, not to a man, not to a group, to God, that whatever opening God produced in the morning, this morning, you can go through it. You're going to have to be in the Spirit, though. You had to be in the Spirit. So that's what we're about to do now. We're about to tune this place up. Like I had to cut Talalabashat. And Revelation 1, 10 through 12 is hearing in the Spirit, seeing in the Spirit, speaking in the Spirit. Okay. We really need the Holy Spirit to help us. What? Who we need?
The Holy Spirit.
Yeah, not by might. We need the Holy Spirit to help us in this zone we're going in because, you know, I'm still in the area about hell. I can't get off it. As a rattlesnake in the church about health. He's just biting people. Yeah. And the people think they can't get out. I don't want you being your hopeless this morning. I don't care what your case is. You don't be in your hopeless this morning as if nothing can be done about your situation. That's a slap in God's face. What? So I want y'all to move around and pray some. Some of y'all, Bertie, y'all come over here and start praying. Father, we thank you right now. Y'all come on now. Father, we thank you right now as we create an atmosphere for you and your word and your people to understand. If y'all need to go up to me, either step or someone on the side. What you want to do here this morning, we give you all the glory and the praise. We thank you for every person who's here. Anybody here not filled with the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues? Anybody here not filled with the Holy Ghost and you never spoke in tongues before? Let me see your hand. You're not filled with the Holy Ghost and you never spoke in tongues before. Is there somebody in here like that? Let me know who you are because I want to get you ready for this service. Anybody? I got men and women can help you get filled with the Holy Ghost right quick. All right, let's start praying. I want y'all to move around some. Expect great things from God this morning, all right? We pray in the Spirit here. That's Jude 20, if you want to look at it. 1 Corinthians 14:2. Lord, fix this atmosphere. Fix our hearts. Let us be on one accord. As we pray in the Spirit, Holy Spirit, help us to comprehend what you're revealing to the church at this time. Help us to have apostolic faith and prophetic faith in this house that the fivefold ministry gifts can begin to function full blast. Thank you for my brother. Thank you for my sister. Everyone receive exactly what they need to receive. Ora mamasa. Dereboro mamanasa. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you for your presence. Thank you that we are present to receive your presence. We shake off everything that's been holding us down now. We lay aside every weight. You can find your seat, whatever you want to do. Walk around, whatever. You're free. Thank you for the love of God in this place. that we love one another. We love you. Glory, glory, glory. Place us on one accord. Let the fire fall. Let the wind blow. Let the rivers flow. Let the kupasa, let the eagle fly. Let the dove fly. Let the lion roar in this place. Thank you. For bringing us out of the wilderness of sickness and disease. Thank you. Give us ears to hear, hearts to receive, mouths to activate. In the spirit, katata, where we want to go. Hararabashakota. In the spirit, Ramasata, hearing and seeing, seeking in the spirit, Kuru Baba Baba Satata, Ramama Dirisaya, glory, 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 Shataraka Satata, Chakse, son, hey, come on up here, Shara Baba Saka, come on up here, Shaka Sharaka Satata, Kushi, Ura Babara Tata. In the spirit, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. Write this down, please, or type it on your phone. If I expect regular, I will never get revelation. Regular service, regular song, regular scriptures, I will never walk in revelation. I have to have expectation for a visitation this day. If I stay regular, routine is another word. If I stay regular or routine, that does not work in the spirit. Who heard me? See, regular and routine does not work in the spirit. Matter of fact, religion don't work in the spirit. It's revelation. What I said here? Yes, and so your capacity to receive is because you're born of His Spirit. Every believer in here, you're born of His Spirit, so you have the capabilities of receiving revelation by the Holy Spirit. See, but you got to have expectation. See, the man expected to receive something. That's why he got his healing. If you don't expect, if it's regular, if it's routine, if it's religion, and you sit here and the word going forth, you're not going to get anything. And to a certain degree, that's the way we've been trained to go through a normal service. And God never get a chance to show Himself strong like he want to. Are you following me? So if I could say it in the spirit, the church has to be sort of reconstructed to be able to walk in a realm and not concern about what the world say about them. Everybody else doing their thing. And so you have to be ready to receive revelation. Now we're going to pray some more. But notice now, it will not be in a pattern. So therefore, The young lady over here may receive her revelation, but God speak to her in one way, and the lady over here receives something else. But he told her to do it a different way. So that's as one word I want you to write down now, because oh my goodness, real strong. Oh my goodness. The word is personal. Revelation is personal. Revelation is private. Because he won't let nobody else know your business. So something private and personal will happen to you today. Hallelujah. You can receive that? Yeah. See. You expecting?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's pray some more. Go ahead. Thank you, Lord. Shuru baba basata ta. Tarara taku shiriri. Kusuru gushinvik. Diriri boso koshiri diriri borosata. Karara borosata ta ta. Hallelujah. Kasha ta tarara ta kasha. Karara buru baba baso koshiri diri. Shut up, Find that scripture, Junior. Somebody may know it. There's a spirit in man that receive inspiration from the Almighty. Job 32:8. Turn your Bible there. Job 32:8. And I'm going to give you something to pray about. There's a spirit in man that receive inspiration from the Almighty. We've got to get out of a religious setting. Now write this statement down. Praying in tongue is fine-tuning your spirit to be sensitive, I'm going to go over it, and hear the voice of God. Praying in tongue, that's what we're doing, right? Is fine-tuning your spirit, man, to be sensitive and hear the voice of God. Because if you only hear me today, you sure waste your day. You got to hear the voice of God. I'm going to give it to you one more time now. There's a spirit. You got the scripture?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
There's a spirit in man that receive inspiration from the Almighty. In that inspiration is insight.
Amen.
Okay. Insight. And then let me ask you, let me tell you, do this right now. If you got a problem, whatever you're dealing with, just put it on a bench. Put it there. Put it out there today. We'll get it. The Holy Ghost will get it. You see what I'm saying? That's revelation. Inspiration will give you insight of how to deal with things. Divine insight. Say it. Yeah, that's what the word of God is supposed to produce, divine insight. We didn't come here just to clap. Yeah. Praying in tongue is fine-tuning your spirit man to be sensitive, or in other words, to be spiritual enough to hear the voice of God. The more we pray in the Spirit, the more we become sensitive to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Now we're going to finish praying. Take time to listen what the Holy Spirit is saying while you're praying. Don't just da-da-da-da-da-da. No, listen. His concept, ideas, revelation will come while you're praying. That you can't get out of the library. In the presence of Almighty God. Somebody lift a hand. Let's begin to pray again. Shararabo, come on. Shararabo, we got a few more minutes. We're getting the atmosphere right. Shetoko mama. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This flood this place with love for one another. Flood this place with your love. Shatatata. Everybody needs getting met. Shatako se tere bro sata. That which does not prevail in the spirit of love have to leave this place. Guru Mama Natata Shata Tata Tata Koro Baba Baba Sata Shara ra ba 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 sa ta ta. Yiri ri buru ma ma sa ka sa ta ta ta. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Shara ra ba ba sa ta. Shara ra ba 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 ba. Tara ka sa ta 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 ta. She te 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 koso ko. Ah! Sha ta ta ta. Accessing. Ra ba ba ba. Accessing. Tara ba ba suku she te. Ra ba 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 suku she te. Sa ta 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 ta. Shara ra ba suku she te. She. You see, I have to talk some now because of the transition of period. I know we're in a great transitional period in the spirit. And I want you to have this in your note in your private time this week when you're praying. You're actually accessing the realm of the spirit. In that realm is revelation that you can't explain to the average person. But by faith, you'll be able to carry it out in your life. Thank you. So what we're doing is accessing the realm of the spirit, creating an atmosphere in this sanctuary that we all can hear what God's saying.
Yes, amen.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Because once you hear that voice, ain't too many people are going to be able to talk to you no more. You know, with natural stuff. Once you really hear that voice, and that's what God wants you to hear his voice, he wants you to know how much he loves you. And I believe he can provide too. I believe God can provide. Y'all should have been louder than that. Yeah. Sometimes it's time to be a quiet Christian, and sometimes it be a cut up Christian. So I have the audacity in the spirit to say this. Watch what I'm about to say. You're going to get your answer today. See, I trust the Holy Ghost. I trust the Holy Ghost. It's such, we're going to pray a few more minutes, but it's such a loving spirit in here. Let's go to praying again. Go to praying again. Y'all go to praying again. We're almost through. Got a few more minutes. That's the Holy Ghost. Sha ta 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 ta. Shara-ra-ba-ba-ba-ra-ba-sa-ta. Ta-ra-ra-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-sa-ta. Shuru-ru-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-sa-ta. Ta-ra-ra-ba-ba-ba-ba-sa-ta-ta. Shara-ra-ba-ru-ba-ba-ba-ba. Now listen, we're going to close. Listen, listen. This is very important what about to be said now. I heard it in the spirit. It's a request that the Holy Spirit is going to make on your life this morning. And you write it down and you meditate it and pray over it. But the Holy Spirit says, I request your partnership in this transition. God Almighty. I request the Holy Spirit. I request your partnership in this transition. There was a transition being made in the body of Christ. There are healthy and wealthy people going to walk out in the open. What? Healthy and wealthy, long life, walk out in the open and give glory to God. Now I'm going to say this for you, because you need to be saved. Why not me? God is calling you in partnership for a transition. Or, use another word, transformation that he's making in the body of Christ right now. And this is the way he's doing it. He's taking it from a threefold ministry, Ephesians 4:11, and he's bringing in the whole fivefold. When that happened, verse 12, 13, 14, 15, and 16 began to manifest. You got me, Pastor? You see what I'm saying? See, when the fivefold ministry gift is on the scene, okay, and a divine order is being given, therefore not a church to a large degree can move in her full potential. And he's asked for your partnership this morning. Man, God asked you to be his partner. Can I use you? Can I use your body? Can I use your mind? Can I make you healthy? May you let me make you healthy. Let me make you wealthy. Let me use you. Yeah, am I, Lord? Use me. Hallelujah. All right, God bless you. Get ready for service. Be open.